Oh yeah,
Ben Shapiro.
Oh yeah, give it.
One
yeah.
of the funniest guys.
He's got wood,
folks. Ending someone's whole career.
Ben Shapiro. Can we watch this video on the pod? Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
So for context, we're about to watch a video of Ben Shapiro outside of a Home Depot explaining why he has purchased a single piece of wood.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen this one yet. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't watched it? It's fun.
All right. As you can see, I just went shopping at Home Depot. You should do the same. This wood, this board, this magnificent poplar.
Magnificent.
Magnificent piece of poplar.
Poplar?
He sounds like that kid like in the lunchroom at school who just wants to sound smarter than everybody else. So he's always like trying to mount a conversation. Okay, if you'll just listen, if I could just have the floor for a second.
excuse me. Can I speak?
So the
can
reason that he has this board, I'm going to paste another video link to you guys in the episode notes here.
Oh, yeah.
So let's watch this one, too.
Here we are at Home Depot. As you know, controversy has now engulfed Home Depot.
Controversy.
People are encouraging people to boycott Home Depot because Home Depot is not getting involved in Georgia's voter law controversy. Home Depot is doing exactly the right thing.
Georgia?
Because, after all, they are, in fact, Home Depot.
It's a controversy I had never heard about.
That are not falling to the woke left. Home Depot.
I hate
so
the woke
far,
left. They're so annoying. They always give me wedgies.
I encourage you to do the same. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to buy some stuff.
He's going to buy some stuff.
He's going to buy some stuff.
He couldn't think of anything to buy besides a piece of wood.
What is the B-roll for?
Yeah, he just put in like a bunch of like transition music.
Wait, did he put that in? This is not like an edit to make him look like a loser?
No, I think he put that in to make him look cool.
Yeah, it's on his fucking IG. This is how he edited it with this.
So what's going on in Georgia is basically like the GOP there in the state legislature is trying to pass this like huge voter reform thing that will make basically voting really hard if you're, you know, not a rural right-leaning white person. Basically, if you live in a city, if you like it's like voter ID. Fucking, you can't even give food or water to people in line. Like, ballot drop boxes. It's like an omnibus of every single voter suppression tactic the Republicans have used for the past hundred years. And there's like a boycott happening. I think Hollywood is doing some boycotting. But the reason people are mad is that Home Depot, I guess, refuses to participate one way or the other or something like that. So, like, liberals, Democrats, they're mad at Home Depot. And then Ben Shapiro, just like when people were like, I guess, throwing their Keurigs out of windows like 3 or 4 years ago. He's buying a single piece of wood at Home Depot in solidarity with the Georgia GOP.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here at the Chick-fil-A. I'm going to buy the super straight, the heterosexual Christian chicken sandwich.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you give me a chicken sandwich and some waffle fries for free? I'm just kidding. I will pay full price, of course.
The chicken is a little wet. It doesn't remind me of my wife's pussy at all. My pussy is disgusting. My wife would never do such a thing. She's always dry.
Like a wet-ass patty. But this is a really Byzantine culture war one it's like, usually it's like boycott this person because they directly gave money. But this one is like there is a bill and other people are boycotting some other thing for not supporting that one. And this Home Depot is like, we're going to start a culture war about Home Depot.
They love this shit because it's something that we can all be like, oh, I'm going to go shop at Home Depot, or, oh, I'm not going to, you know, go shop at Home Depot. Like, that's literally the only option. And there's no option where it's like, I'm going to destroy Lockheed Martin. Yeah. Like, that's not on the table.
Meanwhile, I'm over here walking around with an old Coca-Cola can that I've refilled with liquor in Tractor Supply.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
That's right.
But going to the store to buy one piece of wood is a very, what are you going to do with one piece of wood?
Yeah, it's like fuck especially because Home Depot has a lot of, it's like, they have like kitchen stuff. He could have bought his wife some kind of like tchotchke or something, but he was like, well, it's the manly construction store. So I have to kind of imagine that I'm Ron Swanson and buy something manly.
That rocks
so
much.
His wife doesn't need anything either. She's just glad he's out of the house.
She's like, oh, thank God, Ben is like occupying himself with one of his little fucking errands or whatever.
No, it just shows
I can get some peace.
It's like Ben Shapiro is like this, like he's like a tiny man who has to pretend that he's like this paragon of logic and masculinity, or like I don't know, academic right wing masculinity. But in reality, he's just a twerp who does like goes to a hardware store. Like you could get a fucking nice Makita power drill or something, or I don't know, get like, you know, some new doorknobs for your house or anything. But this is how, like, he has never had a calloused hand in his entire life.
Yeah, and he's a
telling, he is the kind of person who is telling, like, on his show how, like, the Republican Party is, like, the party of the working class. And, like, this is who he is. He goes into a Home Depot and he has, like, paralysis because he doesn't know what to buy other than a piece of fucking wood.
He's part of this same cultural phenomenon as guys like fucking Mike Rowe, who are just, like, fucking theater kids and, like, weird nerds who are, like, I stand for the blue-collar working class.
Yeah. Mike Rowe famously having had a penis disorder named after him. Mm-hmm. Mike Rowe
is also a Coke funded guy. Yes. We talked about that on the show before. Mm-hmm. It's very important to remember he's not just a dipshit who's like, oh, we care about working class people, and by that I mean supporting the Republican government. But he's also getting paid a ton of money by very rich freaks to say
he
that
was an
stuff.
Opera singer. He is.
Yeah,
he didn't work a fucking day in his life before he got a cushy job with the fucking TLC channel, like doing literally working class voyeurism. It's disgusting.
I mean, he's an actor. They've been hiring actors to do politics since Reagan, except like
before
it's just
that,
less and less effective to hire out and out actors to do out and out politics now. So they're like, what if he was a fucking ideologue, but he wasn't explicitly right wing, but he was very obviously implicitly right wing.
I think it'll be funny if Ben Shapiro keeps hanging on to that piece of wood and slowly transforms into Jimmy from Ed and Eddie.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Plank, he just has the Plank. Yeah.
Johnny. Plank, just
like Johnny, sorry. Yeah, Jimmy is the other guy.
Oh, Plank just becomes a recurring guest on his podcast.
What do you think, Plank?
Yeah.
Do you think this is indicative of female masculinity?
What if he makes Plank, like he makes basically a straw man? He's like, Plank is like the woke left, and he just like does a little voice of what Plank would be saying.
Yeah,
about stuff.
And then like fucking Wilson from Castaway is like the reasonable moderate. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's just Ben Shapiro's talking to like a panel of stuffed animals like a 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's literally what his stuff is. Like he literally basically, is just a guy with a phone who's receiving money from the CIA circuitously one way or another.
Yeah, and he has a tiny childlike frame.